Okay, throughout this month, we've been talking about the concept of Bishul B'Shabbos. We've dealt with Bishul D'Araisa, and over the last few weeks, we've been talking about Bishul D'Rabbanan as well, the different Gzeiros D'Rabbanan that exist by Bishul. Shehiyah, leaving a pot on the fire from before Shabbos. Hatmana, insulating the pot, whether it's B'davar HaMosif Hevel, B'davar HaMamid Hevel, something that increases the heat or something that maintains the heat. And then the final Gzeir is Chazara, returning the pot to the fire on Shabbos itself. So at first glance, you think of returning the fire on Shabbos, that should be a malacha d'araisa. If you're talking about a davar lach, even if it's mishbashel, we're choshesh for those shittas and rishon that hold that yesh bishul lach habishul b'davar lach. That's the Rashi. So that should be a problem. So clearly, we're not talking about davar lach. If you're going to put back a pot of soup on the fire, you take soup and put it in the refrigerator overnight, then you put it back on the fire Shabbos day, that's going to be a problem of bishul d'araisa. That's not just a bishul d'rabbanan. Or even if you'll say that bishalach habishal b'davar lach is a chumer d'rabbanan as well, but that's a different iser. That's definitely going to be awesome. That's not just a chazara issue. The problem with chazara is not that it's going to be a real bishal d'araisa or a real bishal d'rabbanan, but rather that we're afraid of shemi yachata b'yacholim, that maybe the person is going to stoke the coals, he'll raise the fire, because now that it's cooled off, he's going to raise the fire to make sure that it gets hot. Or chazara is like a mechzik mevashel. It looks like you're being mevashel, even if you're not mevashel. Let's say you're putting davar yavesh back on the fire, putting kugel. That's a solid food, and ain't bishalach habishal b'davar yavesh. But that still could be a problem if it's mechzik mevashel. So that's what we were addressing. We started this last time. So we mentioned that there are five different conditions that have to be fulfilled to be matar chazara on Shabbos, to be matar returning the path of the fire. First is that it has to be gorav fekotam, that you have to either take away the coals or cover the coals, have a blech, as we discussed. Right? Goruf okotam. We're not going to have goruf. Goruf for us is really turning off the fire. That's not shy for us. We're going to have the fire on. But kotam means that you cover the coals, you cover the fire, so you can cover the fire with the blech. Then you also need odam biyado, that the pot is still in your hand. Daito lahatsir, that your intent is to return it to the fire. Okay, and then you also need that it's nisbashel kol tzarko. That's to prevent the bishul d'araisa problem again, right? Because some rishonim hold that even if it's nisbashel kamachol ben yusai, if you cook it from a third cooked to half cooked until it's a bushel kol tzarko, then you're also violating bishul. So that's really more of a bishul type of issue. And then number five, it can't be nitzdan en legamri. It can't be completely cooled off. We said there are two different reasons that are given for that. That either it's a bishul problem, nacham, or the same problem. If it's mitzdanin legami, then it'll be a bishul problem. But that would only be true by davar lach. By davar yavesh, it's mitzdanin legami. There's still the same bishul lach habishul. So by kugel, that fifth problem would not exist. But if you hold mitzdanin legami is a problem not of bishul, but the problem is that once it's completely cooled off, then the first shehiyah is over. Now it's like a new shehiyah. So then, that's not a bishul d'araisa problem. That's a derabbanan problem. That if you have a new shehiyah, we're afraid you'll be mechata b'gecholim. We're afraid it's mechzik and mevashel. So then that would still apply even to a davar yavesh. Okay, these are the different tonight. There's a suffix in the Gemara as to whether you need both odin biyado and daito lahachzir to be matir chazar. A suffix in the Gemara. So there are some Rishonim that want to suggest that maybe, even if you only have one of these, you can be Meka. Because since the Issa Chazar is only a Din D'Rabbanan, Seke D'Rabbanan L'Kula, so perhaps, even if you only fulfill one of the Tanai, even if it's either only Odin B'Yad, or if it's only Daito L'Hatsa, maybe B'Di'evid you can be Meka. L'Chatchili you need both, but B'Di'evid you can be Meka if you only have one. That's one issue that the Rishonim address. Secondly, we started talking last time, that what's the opposite of odin biyado, that the pot is in your hand? Hinichal gabe karka, you put it on the floor. What does it mean on the floor? That means you put it in a place where you're completely finished using the pot. At the time of the Gemara, until they put it on the floor, they were still using the pot. If they were still using the pot, they would place it on a kise, on a chair, or they put it on the safsol, a chair, a bench, something like that. So we don't put pots on the floor. When we're finished with the pot, what we do is we either put it in the sink, right, or we can put it in the refrigerator, let's say, if you're finished using the pot. That's what we do when we're finished with it. You put it in the dishwasher, that's what you do when you're finished with it. putting it in the fridge is a way of saying that you're finished with the pot. So if you still have food in the pot and you put it in the fridge, so that's like minchag habekarka. But let's say you didn't put it in the fridge. Let's say you just put it on the counter. So that's like hinich al gabi safso, al gabi kise. That's sort of like a midpoint. So what's the din in such a case? It's not odin biyado. Let's say you put it down. You're not holding it in your hands. Some of the poskim say even if I put it on the counter, if I'm holding onto it, it's still okay. Right? Odin biyado doesn't mean that it's in the air. It means I'm holding onto the pot. But let's say you put it on the counter and you're not holding onto the pot. So what's the din? It's not hinicha yabekarka, it's not otan biyado either. What's the din? So that's also a suffix. That's also a suffix in the farsh. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says, b'shas hadchak le'eis tzoret, you can be mekel in these two shilas. Which two shilas does the Mishnah Berurah say you can be mekel in? He says, either if otan biyado ve'ein daito lahavzer, otan biyado, you're holding on to it, mamish, ve'ein daito lahavzer, you never had intention to put it back onto the fire. Or Daito lahachzir and hiniach al gabi safsa, which we'll call hiniach on the counter, right? That midpoint. Mishnah Berurah is willing to be making in either one of these two circumstances. That if it's old and beyond the mamish, really old and beyond, you're holding on to it, even if you don't have intent, you took it off, you weren't thinking of putting it back, then you changed your mind, that's okay. Or if Daito Lahafsa, you did have in mind to return it, and it wasn't Hinich Al Gabe Karka. Notice, it's from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he's not willing to be Mekel if Hinich Al Gabe Safso, but Ein Daito Lahafsa. Let's say you take a pot off the fire, you put it on the counter, you weren't intending to put it back, it's only on the counter. From the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression that he's not willing to be Mekel. Even for Atzorach, he's not willing to be Mekel for that. The Chazon Ish goes even further. Chazon Ish is Mekel. Hazanish goes one step further, and he says that as long as hiniach al gabi safso, it's okay. You can do chazan, right? But yeah, right. The Gemara says that there's a suffolk. Is it you need all the biyado? You need the lahachsis. But Hazanish says, but the eved, as long as it's hiniach al gabi safso, that has a din of odin biyado. But the eved, that's okay. Even if ain dait al lahachzir, that's still okay. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if Daito Lahachzir, then even if it's only on the counter, right, you're not holding on to it, it's still okay. The Chazon Ish goes even further. As long as the pot is still on the counter, you haven't put it away in the refrigerator, then Chazar is still going to be permissible. Okay? Yes? Thank you. Afilu Ein Daito Lahachzir, says the Chazon Ish. Thank you. So this is one very important shaila. If the pot was taken off the fire, either you have intention to put it back, you don't have intention to put it back, but you put it down. You put it down onto the counter. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have intention to put it back and you only put it on the counter, you didn't put it in the refrigerator, then Chazar is okay. The Chazon Ish would say, no, even if you don't have intention to put it back, it's also okay. Another shaila the person talk about is, what happens if the fire goes out under the keder? It's not on the fire. Right, it's over. Right, it's not on the fire. So, can you take the pot now and put it onto a different fire? Do we say that once the fire went out, it's not odin biyado? It's like it's off the fire. It's like it's on the counter. It's not on anything at this point. So, can you take it off the fire and put it on a different fire? So, the poskim say that yes, it's permissible, because as long as you created the first shehiyah and you didn't do a ma'isa to be mevatel that first shehiyah. So that's like a din of odin biyado and daito lahachzir. Keilu, right? You weren't mevatel the first shehiyah. The poskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying like this, that you can put it on another fire. Very important halacha to keep in mind. Then the third shaila that I mentioned last time is, let's say someone else takes the pot off the fire. Can he ruin it for me? Do we say that eino demoser davar sheino shelo? No, a person can't ask for someone else's object. Or do we say no? That he can ask him. Look, here it's a function of the das, right? If you need daito lahachzir, so his das plays a very important role over here. So do we say that his das plays a role, or do we say no? It's my das that as long as I haven't been mevatel the first shehiyah, that's okay. So they quote Reb Kiva Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch has a suffix about this, whether someone can actually ask the pot of someone else. Reb Shach in his Sefer on the Rambam he thought it was a davar pashut that the person could ask it, because he felt that you need some positive connection. You need some positive connection to the fire in order to be matir chazara. So if the fire went out, I had a positive connection, I had nothing that took the pot off the fire, so maybe we could say that positive connection has not been broken. But if someone else takes it off the fire, because my das is that it should still be on the fire, I should be able to return it? Rav Shach thought that doesn't make any sense, that once someone takes off the fire, that connection has been broken, there's a maisa that's been done. Just like no one would say that if someone else takes my meat and my milk and cooks them together, that's not basr b'challah, because I didn't do that. He did a maisa, so once he did a maisa to cook basr b'challah, then the iser is created. So the same thing over here, the person did a maisa to break the first shehiyah. Rav Shach felt, avada, that's going to break the first shehiyah, and then it'll ask the chazar, to go back. There's an interesting shaila that someone mentioned to me a number of weeks ago. Apparently a number of girls had a Shabbaton together. They went to a certain area, to the castle or something, and they had a cup. They had two pots on the fire. They had one pot with the soup and another pot with the shovel. One of the girls on Friday night took off one of the pots with the intent to serve soup. She thought she was taking off the pot with the soup. It turns out she didn't think she was going to put that pot back on the fire. They're eating the soup now. They're going to eat the cholent the next day. So she put the pot with the soup on the counter, and then she opened up the pot with the soup, and it turned out it was cholent. So the problem was she had put the pot on the counter. It was ein daito lahachzir. It wasn't odin biyado, but it was hiniach agabe kiseh, hiniach agabe safsal. So the question was, are they allowed to put that pot back onto the fire? It was gar for kodem. They had a blech. Are they allowed to put that pot back onto the fire? Or not? Do we say that since it wasn't Odom B'yado and it's not Daito L'Hachzir, he shouldn't be able to put it back on? So some wanted to say, well, the real Shaila is for the girl, because she can't Aser it for everyone else, right? Maybe she shouldn't be able to Aser it for everyone else. They certainly can be Nana from the Chalim, but the question is for her. Rav Shach would say, no, the Shaila is for everyone, because Avada, she could Aser for everyone else. What's the difference? What's the difference whether she's answering for herself or answering for everyone else? So what's Haka's the answer? The answer really is that b'di'eved you can be mekel for the chazanish. The chazanish holds that if it's only hiniach agabe safsal, it's only placed on the counter, even if l'chatchila we would like oda b'yoda mamish, we would like daito l'hachzir, the Mishnah Berurah would say that you need daito l'hachzir, but you still have the chazanish in your back pocket, that if it's only hiniach agabe karka, even if it was ain daito l'hachzir, you can still put it back on the fire. What's more, others point out that since the whole thing was done betos over here, the whole thing was a mistake, Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that if you took the pot off the fire by mistake, we don't say that it's ein daito l'hachzir. You never had das to take it off the fire to begin with. Right? It's not as if a person took it off the fire, but his das shouldn't affect me. A person had real das to take the pot off the fire, so he's mevatel the first shehiyah. But if the person took it off the fire betos, so maybe the first shehiyah was not nisbatel. So therefore, there's no issa chazara bichlal. So putting these two svaras together, first of all, it was only hiniach agabe karka. It was only hiniach agabe kise. Excuse me. It was only hiniach agabe kise. It's on the counter. So the chazanish says even if ein daito lahachzir, it was only hiniach agabe kise. He could still return. And secondly, since it was only betos, you should also be able to return the pot. Okay, this is all talking b'di'evet. The final question we have to ask ourselves is l'chatchila. How can one do chazara l'chatchila on Shabbos? How can you do it? Is there any way to be matir taking kugel out of the refrigerator and putting it on the fire, or on a pot that's on the fire on Shabbos itself? Now we keep on talking about b'di'evet, you take the pot off the fire, is it hinich al gabe hisei agabe karka, if it's odin b'yodo, is it daito l'hachzir? Give me a case where l'chatchila a person can take a pot from the refrigerator and put it onto the fire. So there's a Ran. The Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that says that the requirements of Odom V'yodah with Daito L'Hachzir only apply if you take the pot off the fire Erev Shabbos and you're going to put the pot back on the fire on Shabbos. Meaning, it's like you're taking it off before Ben Hashemos and before Shkia, and somebody's going to put it back on after Shkia. That's what we're talking about. That you're fiddling, you're serving something, you're fiddling with the pot, and you're going to put it back on the pot, back on the fire after Shabbos started. That's where Odom B'yodah and Daito L'Hachzir are necessary. Because you didn't have a Shehiyah on Shabbos itself. the pot was not on the fire on Shabbos itself, so that's where the Gemara requires the Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir. Since you didn't have a Shehiyah on Shabbos, the Shehiyah was only from before Shabbos, you need the Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir to maintain the Shehiyah from before Shabbos. But if you have a Shehiyah on Shabbos, if you left the pots on the fire Friday night, and then you're going to take the pot off the fire and put it into the refrigerator Friday night, you have the kugel in the oven, and after Shabbos starts, after Tzitzak HaChavim, you're going to take the kugel out of the oven and put it in the refrigerator. You know, you'll leave it on the counter to cool down, then you'll put it in the refrigerator, and then you want to take it out on Shabbos day and put it back on the fire. Zokter Ran, Heter Gomer. As long as it's Gora for Kotum, right? It's put it on a black Heter Gomer, even though it's not Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir, it's Heter Gomer. L'chatchila, that's what the Yerushalmi says. A very interesting chiddush in the Yerushalmi, right? That Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir is in a very strange case, that you took the pot of the fire from before Shabbos and you're putting it back on the fire on Shabbos. That you know, bewitching hour, right? Where it's right before Shkia, that's what you're doing. Right? So if it's not Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir, you put it on the karka, then you change your mind and you want to put it back on the fire, then that's going to be a problem. Or if it was Ein Daita L'Hachzir, and then you want to put it back on, then it's going to be a problem. But if you take the pot off the fire on Shabbos, that means you had a Shehiyah on Shabbos itself. So Zokti Rishalmi, the dinim of Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir don't apply. Even if it's not Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir, L'chatchila, you can put it back on the fire. How do we pass? Can we pass like this? Yerushalmi just machtavek with the whole Gemara. Yerushalmi basically said that if you have a Shehiyah on Shabbos, if it's Gora for Katan, you're talking about Dover Yavesh, if you're talking about Dover Yavesh, then 4 and 5, the last two Tanaim don't apply. Those are Tanaim that might relate only to Vishal. Right? So then, Hachzor is Mutal L'Chatchila. So how do we pass it? So truth be told, the Ramah does quote this Ram, Mahalacha, and he says some are knowing like this, but only if Lonitz Tanin Legamri. That's what the Ramah says. Lonitz Tanin Legamri, then they're making. So what does that mean? So, well, that's the machlokas, right? Someone wanna suggest that, right? The Gro will say that it's all based on a bishul problem. If it's nistani legami, then we're afraid of bishul achar bishul. By davar lach, but by davar yovish, there's no such problem. The Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says lo nistani legami is still a requirement, because if it's nistani legami, you put it in the refrigerator, that breaks everything. Okay, but at least according to the Gro, by Dover Yavesh, there's no requirement for Lonin Stein Lagami. So if you have the, if you're going to follow the Yerushalmi, that Odom B'Yodom and Daita L'Hachzir don't apply if you had the Shehiyah, you had the pot on the fire on Shabbos, Friday night, and then you put it in the refrigerator, then you could take your kugel out of the refrigerator and put it on the fire on Shabbos, and there's no Chazara issue whatsoever. And it's Stein Lagami? No, according to the Gra, that's only because of Bishul, but by Dover Yavesh, and saying Bishul Acha Bishul, there's no problem. So, the emes is, even though the Ran quotes Yerushalmi, many Rishonim argue with this Ran. They argue about the Pshat in Yerushalmi. They argue whether the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. It's not at all clear that this Yerushalmi is correct, but the Ramah does quote it. Ramah says that some are knowing lechatchila like this, and then they're knowing to be mekel. So, bottom line, how do the poskim fizach? How do they pass? So, it's very well known that the Rav in Boston. Paskin like this Yerushalmi. He told people l'chatchila that they can take kugel out of the refrigerator as long as they have a blech, they can put it directly on the blech, because he felt that you can be megal for this Yerushalmi. The Ramah says it, you can be megal for this Yerushalmi. He followed the Gra that nitzdani legami is a problem only if bishul of a dover lach, that we're afraid of yesh bishul of a dover lach. If you have a dover yavish, you have a kugel, so then as long as the kugel, just the one thing to keep in mind is even according to the Rav, the kugel had to be on the fire when Shabbos begins. It's on the fire, then you take it off the fire, cool it off, then put it in the refrigerator, and then according to the Rav, with the Yerushalmi, you'd be able to put it back on the fire on Shabbos day. They say that was the minig of the Rav's mother, that the Rav's mother did this. Rabbi Shachter felt that maybe the Rav was makel for the community in Boston. The chatchila, he wouldn't be meikel. It's sort of unclear, but some have told me that the Rav's mother did this. So it's hard to believe that he was only meikel for Balei Tshuva or for his community. That was the Rav's shita, that you could be meikel based on the Yerushalmi that the Ran quotes. Other poskim feel that it's probably better not to be mekel lechatchila for that ram, because the Ramah is not even, the Rishonim are not even convinced that it's pshat Yerushalmi. Maybe the Bavli argues, the Ramah himself says that not everyone is mekel, so maybe it's better not to be mekel for that Yerushalmi. So the question is, if you're not going to be mekel for that Yerushalmi, is there any other reason to be mekel? Any other way to be mekel? To have warm kugel? Everyone wants a warm kugel on Shabbos morning. So is there any other way to be mekel if you're not going to be lenient for that position of the Yerushalmi? So the other suggestion, one other suggestion some people have, is the idea of kedera al gabe kedera. Maybe to have a pot on top of a pot. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish and Gimel Sifhei has this type of idea. That if you have a kedera, gabe kedera, then there's no issa chazar. Kedera, gabe kedera. It's no issa chazar. Why? It's ain't derech bishul b'kach. No one cooks that way. No one cooks that way. So there's no problem. If ain't derech bishul b'kach, so it's the whole problem of chazar is mechzikim avashel. We can understand that. There's no problem at all. Obviously, you have to solve the Shem Yechata B'Gecholim problem too. Maybe we're not afraid that you'll be Mechata B'Gecholim either. What, the fact that you're doing it in a strange way, we're not afraid that you'll be Mechata B'Gecholim? But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch has such a shita, right? Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is only concerned about Nechzikim Avashel, so it says that it assumes that if ain't derech bishul b'kach, it's not going to be a problem. Kedera gabi kedera. You have one pot, and then you put a pot on top of the pot. So what case is this? A pot on top of the pot. So the Prima Gadim has a chumrah here. He says, even if you say kedera gabi kedera is mutter, that's only if the bottom pot has food in it. Because the whole heter of kedera gabi kedera is that it's not normal to cook through the food. That the food is a medium through which the heat is going to reach the top pot. So if the bottom pot has food in it, that then there's a heter of kedera gabi kedera. But let's say the bottom pot doesn't have cooked food in it. Doesn't have cooked food. Let's say it only has like water. Boiling water. So according to Prima Gadim, there would be no heter of kedera gabi kedera. Or let's say a person has a blech, right? A person has a blech. So what's he going to do? He's going to turn over a pot, turn over a pan. You have a blech, then you'll turn over a pan, upside down pan, on top of the blech, and you'll put some food on top of that. Is that kedera gabi kedera? Let's say you'll put a pan on top of the. On top of the blech, and put another pan inside of that. Is that kedera gabi kedera? So according to the Prima Gadim, no, because you don't have food in the bottom pot. The whole idea is that it's ain't derech bishul b'kach if you're going to be cooking through the food. The heat is going to be reaching the upper pot through the food in the bottom pot. But if all you have is just a kedera gabi kedera, two different pieces of metal, one on top of the other, that's not enough to create the heter of kedera gabi kedera according to the Prima Gadim. So it's based on the Prima Gadim that many were not so enamored with what's called a kedera blech. It was an invention a number of years ago. Someone had this idea. Make what's called a kedera blech. What's a kedera blech? So is it a blech or is it a kedera? Well, it's both. What's a kedera blech? The person invented basically a pan. It's basically like a pan where you put water in and then you cover it with a piece of metal. There's water in the metal. And you put the pan on top of the fire. So it's a pan that's going to have boiling water on it. As long as you have boiling water in it, then you can take your kugel. The assumption was you can take your kugel from the refrigerator and put it on top of this pan because it's a kedera gabi kedera. It's directly on the fire. So what? It's a kedera gabi kedera. Kedera gabi kedera. We're not afraid of shamei chata. We're not afraid of mechzikim avashel. Because it's saying there at bishul b'kach. So there's no. It's a shina gamar. So there's no problem. Someone wanted to suggest this is the solution to everyone's problem. Have a kedera blech, and then there's no problem. It's basically like having a kedera. It's having a blech, but turning the blech into a kedera. So then chazara should be permissible on top of the kedera blech. Rabbi Shechter, I think, was taka mekel. Rabbi Willard thought that it's very hard to be mekel for this. He was machmer. Why? For two reasons. He says, first of all, there's no food in the kedera. There's only water. If there's only water, that's not kedera gabi kedera. That looks like a double boiler. You ever see a double boiler? A double boiler basically is a pot that has a rim inside of it to put another pot inside. A double boiler is something that's used to cook vegetables, to saute vegetables. You put water in the bottom pot, and that boils up, and then you have another pot sitting in that pot, but there's a rim that allows the pots to separate. So you have that bottom pot with water in it, and then there's another pot inside. So that double boiler is a way of cooking vegetables. Rabbi Willig wanted to suggest that this keder blech, even though it doesn't look like a double boiler, but you're just cooking water, right? You're cooking water. You're not cooking food in the bottom pot. So you can't say that that's saying derech bishul b'kach. That's like a double boiler. It's very much derech bishul b'kach. You're going to be mevashel vegetables in a double boiler. So you can't say that that's saying derech bishul b'kach. That was point number one. That if you don't have food in the bottom pot, you can't say it's saying derech bishul b'kach. The Pima Gadim says that the bottom pot has to have food in it in order to say that it's not going to be derech bishul. What's more, if the heter of kedera gabi kedera is that the kedera, that it's normal to cook and to warm inside a kedera, but not to warm or cook on top of it, right? So the only way that kedera gabi kedera is going to be mutter is if I'm using it in an abnormal fashion. Meaning, let's say I have a pot. I have a pot on the fire. And it's full of food, right? So let's say lamashal, the pot has a lid. Let's say I turn the lid upside down. It's the classical way of creating a keder gabi keder. I turn the lid upside down, and then I put my kugel on top of the lid. That's a keder gabi keder. Because I have the pot cooking with the food inside of it, and then I have the other pot, which is basically a lid, with more food on top of it. So the normal way to cook in this pot is inside it. Now I'm cooking on top of it. So that's a shinui. That's why it's ain't derech bishul b'kach. But if I use a kedera blech, what's the normal way to cook in this kedera? Not inside it. You're not cooking the water. You're just boiling up the water to be able to use it for the top. So the normal place to put the food is al gaba, not lesocha. You can't say that's ain't derech bishul b'kach. Ain't derech lehochein b'kach. It's very much derech lehochein b'kach. But they will have thought that you can't be mako for this kedera blech. I don't know if it's so popular anymore. But it was a discussion in the postkim. Is that called Kedera Gabi Kedera or it's not called Kedera Gabi Kedera? So what is the way? What is the way that we can be Mekel? You're not going to be Mekel for the Rav's Yerushalmi. And if Kedera Gabi Kedera is too complicated for you, it's not so big. You could turn your pot cover upside down. Many people do that, actually. Turn the pot cover upside down. That's a real Kedera Gabi Kedera. That's fine. But it's too complicated. You want to be able to warm up a lot of food. So what's the solution to the problem? A hot plate. A plata. A non-adjustable hot plate or a warming tray. Why does it have to be non-adjustable? So that the Gzeirah Shem Yechata V'Gecholim doesn't apply. Right? We said many times that if it's non-adjustable, we're not afraid that you'll raise the temperature because it's on-off. That's all. But Moshe says that if it's a hot plate that's not used to be mevashel, if it's EF Shalavashel Bo, it's his Lushen, and it's Tshuva to Rabbi Eider. If it's EF Shalavashel Olav, then it's Mutter. As long as it has only one temperature setting. Because if it's EF Shalavashel Olav, then it's not Derech Bishul B'kach. And then it's going to be permissible. Mishmir Shabbos Kilchosa was not so enamored of the non-adjustable hot plate because he said in Eretz Yisrael, people do cook on top of it. Some Sfardim apparently cook on top of a hot plate. Apparently there's a difference in Eretz Yisrael between a hot plate and a chulin plata. A plata and a chulin plata. I'm not so familiar with the details, but apparently there are some hot plates that you only use to warm up. There are other hot plates that you can cook on. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa wants to suggest that it's mamash a chulin plata, if you can only warm up, no one uses it to cook on, so then he would say chazara would be permissible there. You could take things out of the refrigerator. Again, a dover yovish, not a dover lach. Take a kugel out of the refrigerator and put it on the hot plate because no one cooks on that. But if you have a hot plate that some people do cook on it, then he thought that it would be a problem. Rabbi Willig felt, you know, America is different. No one cooks on a hot plate in America. No one cooks on a... Does anyone cook on a hot plate in a dormitory? Cook on a hot plate?
A griddle?
I don't know what a griddle is. I'm talking about a non-adjustable hot plate, not a griddle. Right. What they sell is as like a cholin plata. Cholin plate, right? A hot plate. Do people cook on it? I think the Poskim are assuming that most people in America do not cook on that. So if most people don't cook on it, that's EF Shalavashel Olav. Not that it's EF Shal, I mean, it can reach out to lettuce bowl, but it means it's not normal at all to cook on top of it. If it's not normal to cook on top of it, then it's Ein Derech Bishul B'kach. If it's Ein Derech Bishul B'kach, then there should be no Chashash of Chazar. There's no chashash of Shem Yechata b'gacholim if it's non-adjustable. There's no problem of mevzik and mevashel for the zayin there of bishul b'kaf. So in such an apparatus, perhaps it's mutar l'chatchila to take out your kugel from the refrigerator and to put it on this area even without covering it, because there's nothing here to worry about. There's no Shem Yechata. You don't have to cover it with aluminum foil. If it's non-adjustable, there's no Shem Yechata, and there's no mevzik and mevashel either, because it's zayin there of bishul b'kaf, because it's not normal to use for cooking.